We gotta take him.
Dwayne, you're a psychopath.
Welcome to the Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah,
you feel me?
How are you picking me up here? Give me more.
You want a little more? Now I gotta turn this a little bit. How's that?
Give me more.
A little more? You want me to talk louder?
No.
Oh, more turn?
Nope. I just want to hear you talk more.
Oh, that's what you want that more volume out of my throat box, huh?
That's
you want
right.
That you want that hit, that hot hose hit.
Yeah.
Get in higher. Get in higher.
Are we live?
No.
Oh. I'm just doing a test.
Oh.
I like it to do both sides.
Yeah, like I think in a dual podcast, it would
suit itself.
Yeah, because it'll feel like you're sitting in the middle between us. You know what I mean? One to the left, one to the right.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Well, how
about that banger to open it
that
up?
That was cool. That's that hit, daddy. Who was that?
Sango Tribe.
No.
Sorry, Sango. And it's Negro Tribe.
And that's not a racial slur, in case y'all are getting ready to go full Kyle Larson on us here.
give me some breathing room, huh?
Get off my bag, boy.
Stay Christian with it.
What's new, huh?
Stay Christian with it.
Get jiggy with it.
Easter's
was new.
I've had diarrhea since Easter's.
Oh, boy. That's that. You got that turkey, huh?
You got that Nacho Libre hit, huh? Coming at you.
They were the Lord's cheeps.
Yeah, man. It's, what are we? Halfway, further than halfway through April. And we're sitting here. And most of the snow's gone outside.
For now. For now. Yeah. It's been a wild couple weeks.
Yeah, it has.
We got snow almost every... Well, for like a week, we got snow like every day.
Yeah, it sucked. I hated it.
It was terrible. It was miserable. Like Monday, we got snow. Monday was a blizzard. I was working up on a damn roof.
Doing the Lord's work, huh?
Nope. Doing Dave's work.
Okay. Fair enough.
Gotta get that pillow between my back. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Getting old, son.
Bring your mic closer to your face.
Yeah, I know.
Eat your mic, man.
I don't want to eat my mic.
That's why you're quiet.
I like being a little quieter.
I know,
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be more responsible adult.
I want it to be balanced.
All right.
But I guess I can... If you want to have it further away, I can just boost you up here.
Yeah. Give me a boost, daddy. Give me a boost.
Give me that boost, huh?
See, I see it now. Now our listeners won't be able to see this because I'm pointing, but I see it hit that red there.
Which is fine.
And that worries me a tad.
No,
I feel like honestly, I think part of the problem is I've caught so much shit from Reg for making his eardrums bleed. Get in there! Shout out to the Two Idiots.
Two Idiots podcast.
Had a good talk with Reg, actually, the other day.
The other day, huh?
He had some feedback on our last episode.
Oh, no.
No, it was good. It was really good. It was really good. We just talked about we actually talked about the whole embarrassment in the podcast.
Oh, right, yeah.
Thing. And
yeah, he hit me up on that one, too.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. He's very knowledgeable when it comes to that. He's kind of in the same boat as me with the technology side of things.
Okay.
I'd say he's a little more, I was going to say endowed, but that's not it. He's a little better. Now you gotta give it to Theo. Damn it.
Let me turn that ringer off.
Damn it.
It's just Strava anyways.
He always does that when his phone goes off.
I know.
Yeah, he hit me up. So we had a good chat about that and kind of.
Okay.
Kind of doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work, huh?
So.
It's been a piece since our last one, but
yeah. How long has it been?
Two weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
We've been busy.
Yeah, doing work.
Doing anything but the Lord's work.
I guess. I mean,
making bank. We got to pay for hunting equipment somehow. Pay for them licenses.
Yeah, on the new internets. The new e-licensing site is launched.
Have you you ordered already?
Yes, I ordered my bear license and my whole tag setup. which I don't know exactly how that works.
Okay, because I was about to ask you. So they're just going to send it in the mail per
yeah. Day. Yeah, that's the idea. That way I don't have to print out my tags.
When is bear season open?
Last Monday of April, so I think the 25th.
So we're coming up pretty quick. Think you'll have it by then?
Yeah, yeah. Should be.
Well, that's good.
On the 27th.
All right.
Which is also, fun fact, the 27th of April will be 5 years I've worked at my current place of employment.
Wow. That's the whole time I've known you.
Pretty close too, I think.
Yeah, I think that's all I've known you to work at.
Mm-hmm. I guess we all have our downfalls in life.
Yeah, well, I'm going on 4 in October, so
pretty near Snowtober.
Yeah.
I know. Inching away.
I can definitely. No, it's okay. Yeah, it's an issue. I need to tighten it up here.
Tighten up.
Or just talk louder, honestly.
Well, you were working on not talking as loud, and I can. The other day, when we did that, was it 4 mile, 5 mile walk?
Yeah.
Then we were walking down Hirschfeld, and I remember we were talking about bows or something, and whenever you would talk, I could hear it bouncing off the building, so I just laughed to myself like, oh man, this is a lot louder than me.
Yeah. My voice tends to carry. I got that dad voice, honestly. Like, kids! You, Jimmy, Lucy, Marcus.
There's no Marcus, Dad.
Well, you, get over here.
You with the hair.
Get over here.
You with the mouth. Boots with the fur. Get in here.
See, that's the thing. Like, I have to name my kids something I can yell. Like, it can't be like something like chartreuse. Or charcuterie.
Charcuterie board.
Yeah, you ever seen that charcuterie?
I
you ever done a charcuterie board?
I did one once.
How's
I
that?
I didn't do it. I partook.
You partook in a charcuterie board.
One of them charcuteries. That charcuterie.
Yeah, but like cuisines. See, you got to name your kid something you can yell like
Della.
Daniel. Although now the name Daniel's wrecked, because you know Daniel. He makes his own choices.
He makes his own life.
Little choice. Friggin' Daniel out little here, Daniel. Just being a real delinquent.
You need like Peter. John!
Also, you're just going biblical with it, huh?
Yeah.
Mark! Noah! Obadiah! Methuselah! Is that a biblical name? Methuselah?
Yeah, he was the oldest person ever to live.
Oh. You're trying to break that record, huh? you're going for Guinness.
Gang daddy. You know it. Modern era.
Modern era long.
The rope to the strap goes through the rat. Or this butt heavy.
Yeah, the boys are back on the beer. Well, you're back. Well, you're always on the beer train. I'm still dabbling in the whiskeys.
I might have to mix one of those yet. I've never had that.
So, yeah, I'm trying a new whiskey.
Version in particulars.
It's a.
Do tell.
It is a. I gotta fix his tail. I keep telling myself I'll do it.
Why don't you just hook it onto this coffee?
Because
you can sit like me. I'm comfortable as a clam.
Yeah, I'm having back issues lately.
Although maybe one day it'd be a better setup.
I got some things in the works on that.
I'm gonna set it up so that you have to come down to my place to record for this one.
I'll tell you what. When you move out of mom's basement, I'll come down.
Sounds good.
You're shopping houses, huh?
I am shopping real estate.
How's that going so far?
It's a bit slow.
And that wasn't that wasn't a dig at you, by the way, just so you know. I wasn't digging.
I understand.
All right, good. Some people would take that offensive in this day and age.
You know what? I've been...
Mom spaghetti. Knees weak. Arms heavy.
I ain't concerned.
You ain't worried.
I ain't worried.
All right.
Sunset.
All right. Apparently, we got half an hour of shooting light left. Let's go.
Let's get out.
Where's Phil and Cy? Where's Phil and Cy? They should be rolling in right about now.
Give it about 5.
5 minutes?
Yeah. Although we got the cloud cover, so yeah, they might be right on time right about now.
Those delinquents. I hope they made it through the year.
I really do. We should go back there and check it out again.
We should go for a gander.
Maybe take down your tree stand if it's still actually there.
Yeah.
You already lost the chair back there.
I'm just trying not
to. Hey, speaking of that.
Trying not to think about it, honestly.
Speaking of.
Losing chairs?
Losing chairs while hunting, etc.
All right.
What is the biggest mistake of your hunting career?
Losing a chair.
Shout out to Jeff Martin Bohunts for asking that. Check him out at
Jeff. Dot.
Jeff. Dot Martin with an I. Dot Bohunts. Like Martin, like not an E, but an I, but which is common, unless you're talking about a Martin that lives in the forest that makes a nice little skin.
Have you ever met somebody, a human species, that spells their name M-A-R-T-E-N?
That's a common last name. Martins.
Well, yeah, but that's plural. That's not what I asked. My question was,
I have never met
okay.
that individual.
I was just curious as to why you decided to spell it out for these fine folks that are tuning into this digital radio program.
Yes, this hitter, huh?
That hot hit.
It's kind of chilly, but...
It was beautiful today, though.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, we're rambling. We're really rambling today.
I think they'd call it.
Liddy?
Windy AF.
Oh, I thought you said Liddy. I'm like, you might have to leave.
Lydia!
We might have to shut this podcast down if Dwayne's out here saying Liddy. I feel like that term is out of your vocabulary.
I don't even know what that means. And
I won't tell you. I don't want to ruin it.
I'll pull up the urban dictionary. You know
that
what I mean?
That was such a bad site. I can't believe they're still in business.
I still use it because I don't know what the words are nowadays. So
it's like the slang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I had to look up what a grip was the other day.
And what was it?
Like a substantial length of time.
And what did I tell you?
It's been a grip.
Hey.
Now you're showing gang signs.
Gang shit, daddy.
Like what are you, Kyle Larson over here?
Oh, so we getting into Kyle Larson.
Well, we can...
Okay, yeah, we should answer Jeff Martin's.
We can come back to that. Let's talk about Kyle Larson. I don't even know what he did other than one questionable word. I mean, in most circles it goes, I ain't saying it till you say it first, you know.
I ain't going to drop the N-bomb unless you say it first, you know. You feel me?
You feel me?
Yeah, so Kyle Larson on an iRacing event.
So he's a NASCAR driver, Cup Series. He was the number... 43 for Chip.
42
for Chip 42. Ganassi Racing. Because yep. 43 is Bubba. Richard Petty.
Yep.
RPI. RPM?
Yeah, RPM. Richard Petty, more shorts.
Yes. Anyways, so 43 for the Chip Ganassi team.
Chevrolet.
The
main sponsor, Credit One Bank. And...
Target.
No longer Target. He lost Target at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Or end of last year.
He lost everything now.
And McDonald's. Yeah, the big one.
McDaniels.
Yeah. Little McDaniels.
Now, he makes his own choices.
So, Kyle Larson lost communication with his spotter. And the video, he says, what, you can't hear me? Hey. Beep. That's my version of explicitives. He drops the N-bomb.
He does have a darker complexion.
He's Japanese. Which, okay.
A lot of
I'm going to air this out right now.
I think it's fair for them to...
Every single news article I've read on this has always put in the fact that he is half Japanese and that his parents served time in an internment camp. That has no relevance in this story. Absolutely none.
Okay.
Kyle Larson made a boneheaded decision.
You know what?
Subconscious or not, he made a boneheaded decision.
Okay.
That should not have been made.
Correct.
I will not. I will play devil's advocate here and say I have a couple black friends, a couple urban gentlemen that are friends of mine, and I have used that word around them towards them.
In probably a joking manner.
And they dig it. They think it's hilarious seeing a white redneck.
A wigga. Wait.
Now, to be fair.
A wigneca.
Apparently, there's a difference between saying it with the hard R. Going from the to a er.
I see.
What did you think of this whole situation? Because
honestly,
I feel like I'm rather opinionated on this one.
Oh, man. Obviously, he shouldn't have said it the way he did.
Yeah. And did you see the video clip?
No, I didn't see the video clip.
I'll show it to you after.
Can you pull it up?
Yeah, I can pull it up. Let's put it up on my phone here. Hold on.
Yeah. So he lost everything since that. Like, I think he's still with Chip Ganassi.
Nope.
Technically.
Fired.
No, he's fired as a driver, nope. But I thought he was still with the team, like, nope. In the office or something.
Nope. They have cut all ties.
So he loses his car, or he loses his ride, he loses his team, he loses everything. He's suspended from NASCAR just for saying something that a comedian can get away with on stage. Sure, that's the theater for that, per se, but is it worth, like, cutting every tie from every sponsor and everything for one mistake? Personally, I don't think so. He came out and he apologized for it.
Did you see the apology video?
No, I didn't.
Very, very... So maybe I don't want to say you're, psychopathic.
You're saying I should be checking my facts here. I don't know, man. I feel like it got... Maybe I'm just in a camp lately of everything's getting blown out of proportion in these unprecedented times.
I'm about to drop the F-bomb. Screw that word, daddy.
I know.
But
I... Okay. I don't know if that's worth firing somebody over. Being disciplined, sure. Absolutely. But... at the same time, I'm just a white redneck as well from the Great White North that doesn't
rural Manitoba.
That doesn't know a whole lot about political correctness and the actions to take when somebody drops some interesting language.
Okay, so I'm gonna hit you with some facts here real quick. From what I've heard and what I've read.
With your best shot.
Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
Oh good. Hit me with your best fact.
Da-da-da-da.
Fire away.
Okay, so Kyle Larson drops this racial slur on Sunday at an iRacing event.
That slur.
Now, he has admitted that he thought he was on a private chat with his spotter. He wasn't.
He was talking to every driver.
Every driver and every fan that was tuned in to listen to him. It sounded like he said it as he was talking to a friend. So okay. I can understand that to a point, right? Again, I've been there at a different point in my life. He has since, so he immediately the next day, Monday morning, he got, he was suspended by Chip Ganassi and suspended by NASCAR.
Chastised for his actions.
Of course. Which he should be.
Sure.
He should be.
Yeah.
He, at that point, had lost ties to Credit One. Sorry, Tuesday he lost ties to Credit One Bank, McDonald's, and Chevrolet. So the organization, the business of Chevrolet Racing has dropped him. So he will no longer be allowed to run in a Chevrolet car.
Right.
Which I think that's a little far-fetched.
I think so.
But again, from a business standpoint, everybody's trying to put out a fire, right? Now, if you think about it, you're the owner of Chevrolet, or the racing side of it, or development, or whatever, and you have a driver that drops a slur like that, or goes on a rant, or really does anything that, you know...
it's bad for business.
Bad for himself. You know, the last thing you want is somebody going, oh, well, that's all typical Chevy driver. Dropping N-bombs, right? So I can understand the business.
Yeah, you don't want that associated with your own brand like that.
Exactly.
As a huge global brand.
Exactly. And so I think that's why he lost his sponsors. Chip Ganassi on Wednesday announced that he was fired, terminated completely. He was no longer in office. He was no longer part of the team, which is really crazy because he was supposed to be the predecessor for the 48 car. So he was going to be taking over the 48.
And he was a free agent at the end of the year.
Free agent,
but now he's a free agent now.
Yeah, the problem is now he's got this...
is Jimmy running all the races this year?
Now he's got that black flag.
Yeah.
Black flags matter.
Black flags.
They're
a pain in the ass if you get a black flag at the pit.
Yeah, you get a park. Okay, so I'm going to pull up the video here. I had it loaded 1 second here. I just got to log back in. All right, let's see if I can get this to play here.
I can see it. You can't hear me? Hey, nigger.
Ooh.
Hey, hello? Who said that?
That sounds like Bubba.
Kyle, you're talking to everyone, bud.
So, if you guys couldn't hear that, he dropped the word, and then that was actually just a streamer, a guy listening, that said, whoa, who said that? And then his spotter, his crew chief comes on the radio and says, you're talking to everyone, bud. So, on Wednesday, Kyle Larson sends a, I guess, a FaceTime thing, video, just saying how sorry he is and how, you know, that word should never be used and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. You know, last night I made a mistake and said the word that should never, ever be said. And, you know, there's no excuse for that. You know, I wasn't raised that way. You know, it's just an awful thing to say. And I feel very sorry for my family, my friends, my partners, the NASCAR community, and especially the African American community. You know, I understand the damage is probably unrepairable, and you know, I own up to that. But I just wanted to let you all know how sorry I am, and you know, I hope everybody is staying safe during these crazy times. Thank you.
Yeah. Give him his ride back.
Nah.
No, I don't know.
He doesn't sound overly apologetic to me.
I thought he did. I thought he sounded okay. What, do you want him to cry?
Well, it didn't sound... No, no, that's not what I'm getting at. It just didn't sound sincere. Like, hey, I just wanted to say sorry.
I feel like he always talks that way, though. I think that's his personality.
But you know what? I think... But really, he was the good guy in NASCAR besides Chase Elliott. Wasn't. Up until this year?
No.
Up until
he's
this year?
He's always had a chip on his shoulder.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Up until this year when he basically told Daytona to go themselves. Which, did you hear that clip too? No. That was a wicked one. He won a race somewhere. He's like, this is the biggest fucking win of my life. No offense to Daytona, but this is way bigger. He was always a quiet guy, though.
But he was always...
I'm not saying he didn't have a chip on his shoulder.
Like, if he got wrecked, he was always super...
Okay, well, but I mean, that's everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Kurt Busch have one minor inconvenience during a race? You ever heard of the Radioactive? He loses it.
Or Clint Boyer.
Clint. Yeah, but Clint's at least a good soundbite.
Yeah. That's true. That's
He's
true.
He's meant for that. No, I mean...
Or my guy, Kyle. Yeah, I don't want to talk about Kyle Busch. Yeah.
He's gotten better. We'll leave it at that. Kyle will race again in NASCAR. He is way too good of a driver.
He is so good.
I mean, he it's hard to say good because, I mean, he has, what, 4 wins in his Cup career?
2 Mile Kyle.
Yeah. He runs that up top hitter. Michigan. He will race in NASCAR one day. You know, Bubba Wallace had a really interesting... All right, take it, bud. You can grab an... For my case, if you want. Okay, well, then I owe you one. Bubba had a really interesting take on it. Obviously, you know, him being the only African-American driver in NASCAR right now. I think ever, actually. Is he the first? I think the biggest thing that I have a problem
with... this. Freedom. Cheers to that, huh? That Here's number 8 Bud car.
Man, this thing needs some grease.
Woo! Get that grease going out.
I have to get that WD out, huh? Dang, that's the first beer I've had in a long time. When's the last time I had a beer?
Byron Folk's show.
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of them. Frosty.
Them free Frosty hits.
Well, they weren't free.
Well, at the beginning they were.
I paid dearly for those.
Yeah, you did.
I sent him a
you sent him
generous,
a
generous. I gotta stop playing with that. That's just really good. I gotta throw some oil in there right away.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you gonna start dropping some colorful language here?
No, I ain't gonna go full Kyle Larson with it. So I think he'll race again. He's way too good of a driver to not race again. I think he's going to have a lifetime. It's going to be a very similar situation as what Kurt Busch went through with his whole abusing his spousal abuse.
Oh, yeah.
I think there will be quite the black flag
42 car
air around him for a while. I think it's going to be a team like the Wood Brothers or a really second place team. Yeah, second tier team that'll pick him up. However, Rick Hendrick has been known to turn drivers around. So I'm not saying he's out for the 48 yet. Rick Hendrick has a great, great way of transforming drivers.
Yeah, that he does. So Bubba Wallace comes out with a response.
Oh, you got the quote there?
Oh, it's a long one.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
I'll read it. As much as I don't want to be involved, I was from the very beginning. There is a part of my background and culture that feels attacked and hurt, and the other part feels confused and angry. Let's start off with the word. It's not just a word. There's a ton of negative meaning behind the word. Doesn't matter if the person uses it in an offensive way or not. The word brings many terrible memories for people and families and brings them back to a time that we, as a community and human race, have tried our hardest to get away from. The sport has made combating this stereotype one of their top priorities. NASCAR has been doing what it can to get away from the racist and redneck sport labels, which is true. Diversity and inclusion is a main priority for the sport across every team, every car, every crew member, and employee. That said, it hurts to see the African-American community immediately throw NASCAR under the bus while the I'm not shocked, it's NASCAR. Oh, with the I'm not shocked is NASCAR. NASCAR has been and will be way better than how we've been represented in the past couple weeks. As the person that arguably has the biggest voice on this topic in our sport, which is true, it's tough for me to speak to because I didn't imagine us being here. Can we all do a better job with inclusion? Absolutely. It's a worldwide problem, not just in our sport. We as humans can always do better. What Larson said was wrong, whether in private or public. There's no gray area. I saw the incident the night it happened, and within 5 minutes, Kyle texted me. He called me the next day, the morning as well, sorry. Finally, I called him back with a FaceTime to talk face-to-face. In
air quotations.
Air quotations, yeah. And we had a good conversation. His apology was sincere. His emotions and pride were shattered. We discussed why he chose to use that language, and I shared my thoughts. I told him, it was too easy for him to use the word, and that he has to do better and get it out of his vocabulary. There's no place for that word in this world. I am not mad at him, and I believe that he, along with most people, deserve second chances and deserve space to improve. I do wish him and his family nothing but the best. I am more than willing to work with him to address diversity and inclusion in our sport. Since Sunday, I've constantly been reading my mentions and Twitter feed. Some comments I can agree with, but most leave me baffled. As an athlete, we immediately become representative of something bigger than ourselves. There is something most people may not understand. We are ambassadors for our partners, our race teams, crews, families, and the sanctioning body. Every single person is affected. One question I often get is, what's the worst part about being an athlete? I always reply with how we're put on a pedestal. Everything we do, eat, and say is under a microscope. But a normal person can mostly do whatever they want. Some call it unfair, sure. But that's what we sign up for from day one. Yeah. Have I been the best ambassador all the time? Absolutely not.
Hashtag rage quit.
Yeah, I did. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We're all human and we make mistakes, often given many chances. The part that irks me the most are the people that say, but if Bubba said it, nothing would happen. Let me throw the rule book at you first. As a NASCAR member, we shall not make or cause a public statement or communication that criticizes, ridicules, or otherwise disparages another person's race, color, creed, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, marital status, religion, age, or handicapping condition. I am a NASCAR member, a damn proud one too. I would expect and should be held to the same standards as any other members of the sport. I think everyone can learn something from what has happened these past few weeks. I am looking forward to getting the season back underway and continue our momentum.
So very well written.
Very well written. And very poorly read.
Nah, you did a good job. I'll give you that one. So?
Well, when does the race start on Sunday? I mean, I can fill in.
Yeah, you get them to ship you up a
simulator.
Simulator.
Simulator. One of those assimilators.
Assimilators.
We already assimilated once.
Yeah, I think it was good for Bubba to come out on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially, I'll be honest, it took some of the heat off him.
Yeah, sure.
Because he lost his sponsor the week before on Sunday.
Bubba?
Yeah.
When he rage quit?
Yeah.
Which sponsor?
The Blue Emu.
Blue Emu.
Is it Emu? Emu? Emu?
I would say Emu. But
I would say Emu. I think I would say Emu, too.
I don't know.
I probably would say that way.
Who's to say?
Yeah, so Bubba had tweeted saying, ha ha ha, you guys are all upset over a rage quit. It's a video game. And then Blue Emu said, good to know how you feel. We are severing ties with you.
Oof.
Immediate on Twitter, snipped. So
I wonder if that tweet's still around.
Oh, I actually just read it the other day. I can find it here for you real quick. So what's your whole opinion on it? I'm curious to know what, like, do you think he should have got the slap that he did, or do you think he should have got more? Or less?
Less.
So what would have been your course of action? If it was up to you, if you had made the final decision, what would you have done in that situation?
I would like to think I wouldn't have fired him from the team. And I would have let him be suspended for probably a month. I mean, I don't know how long he's suspended right now.
From NASCAR?
Yeah.
Indefinitely.
Okay.
Until he does sensitivity training.
Right. Okay, so sure, let him do that. But he's a first-time offender. And yes, he does deserve a second chance, as Bubba said. Honestly, I'm not sure what is the move there. What do you think?
Okay, apparently the tweet isn't...
I'm sure it got deleted since...
Oh, no. Here it is. Here it is.
Oh.
He says, ha, ha, ha. I'm dying at my mentions right now. I ruined so many people's day by quitting a video game. Ha, ha, ha. A video game. Damn, quarantine life is rough. Blue Emu says, good to know where you stand. Bye-bye, Bubba. We're interested in drivers, not quitters.
Ooh.
Snipped. As for where I stand on the whole thing,
I
think it was perfectly justified. I think it sucks for Kyle Larson. Obviously, it's a mistake. We all make mistakes. You know, that's... If you want to quote scripture, we ain't perfect.
We ain't perfect.
Hey, hashtag Sunday's coming.
Easter was just here.
Sunday's coming.
Sunday's coming.
But I think... Like, I honestly believe that it's not... Kyle Larson's character to say something like that. No,
it doesn't seem that way.
I think it, again, made a stupid mistake, but I can justify the business means of Chip Ganassi and McDonald's and Credit One and, you know, all the sponsors that he's lost because of this. I can justify it.
I think I can better understand the sponsors wanting out and the manufacturer over the team itself, but at the end of the day, that's their prerogative to do what they want.
Would you
want to
employ a racist? Not saying Kyle Larson's a racist, but you know, if you owned a business, would you want a guy like that, you know, running your arguably your best car? You're you know, the face of your company, which who does Chip Ganassi have other than Kyle Larson?
I don't remember.
Let's check.
Oh, Kurt Busch.
Yeah.
Oh. Double whammy.
Yeah, they really specialize in broken drivers.
I don't know. I don't have a fully formed opinion on this, to be honest.
That's okay.
No,
that's okay.
I think it's up for discussion, honestly.
Well, I think it's a personal, like, some people will say, oh, yeah.
I mean, murder also, him. Like, as man to man, I feel like discipline him, and that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Do the sensitivity training. But as a corporate entity, I don't know. I don't have the keys to Chevrolet or McDaniels or Chip Ganassi Racing, you know? Yeah. So, honestly, not being in those shoes, I find it very difficult to decide what I would do at that time.
Well, and I mean, Kurt Busch came back from it. And to be quite fair, his was far worse.
Yeah.
He beat the living shit out of his wife. And he came back from it, and he did his probation, and there's a funny audio clip of it where he says, my probation keeps me from punching you in the head right now. It's hilarious. But, I mean, he's got arguably probably the biggest sponsor in NASCAR right now.
Monster Energy.
Running that number one car. They've stuck with him.
Yeah.
So, Kyle Larson...
He'll be back.
He'll get his sponsors. It's going to take some time. You know what? This whole thing will die down. It's just like... It's no different than any other major breaking news story. It all dies down eventually, right?
Even the Corvid will die down one day. Yeah.
That Rona
hit her, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. That was probably the biggest thing coming to NASCAR in a long time.
Wow, everything's shut down, so yeah, they're racing on computers right now.
They ain't racing.
Dude, I went to the Walmart today.
You're back at Wally World. Last time we talked. Yeah. Last time you were on, you were at Wally World. You know what I went for? TP and peanut butter.
No, peanut butter and contact solution.
Oh, well.
I bought
one of the two.
I bought four jars of peanut butter and some contact solution.
How long is that four jars going to last you?
I don't know.
I feel like you eat a disgusting amount of peanut butter.
I do.
That's mint. Hell yeah, bro.
I love it so much, and I'm really, really trying to
cut her down.
Honestly, I'm addicted to peanut butter.
Do we have an intervention?
Yeah. I've been trying, like... I've been working on this for a while, and I'm slowly, incrementally, getting better with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, I love peanut butter.
But you'll eat it right straight out the jar.
Oh, yeah. Pass me a natty peanut butter jar. I'm going...
Natty?
Yeah.
Like natural?
Yeah.
Like the brand or the type of peanut butter? The
type.
You want natural.
I eat only natural.
Hell nah, bro. Give me that Kraft.
No, sir.
Put a thick, thick layer on a piece of toast, or better yet, a pea cake. You ever had a pea cake with peanut butter on in your lifetime,
dude?
That'll change your worldview,
dude. I had that this morning.
Hell yeah, bro. That is the Lord's meal. Speaking of which, that is the Lord's meal right there.
I put some of that Phoenix Fit collagen proteins
in
my pea cake this morning.
So,
and put some of that crunchy, natty peanut butter hitter on top, son.
So do we have something to announce to the folks?
Yeah, we got a new little
ditty.
Little ditty. Would you call that a partnership? Sponsorship?
That's a partnership right there, Daddy.
So,
flagship sponsor.
Yeah, this is right. I was gonna record an ad. I'm gonna record an ad to put at the beginning.
Okay,
like a.
Well, we run just a
mid roll.
Well, Locke, do you have your partner stack?
What?
Do you not have the app, or not the app? The web page saved. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I do.
Like, oops.
Oh, like they tell you what you can say.
Well, yeah, just what your code is.
Oh, of course I do.
Well, tell them what the code is, big boy.
Well, since we're here, let me just pull up the website.
Oh, good grief.
And I can just read off a little bit about what Phoenix Fit is, FNX Fit. So, it's a supplement company. They specialize in... Hang on a second here, guys.
They do things for fitness people.
Phoenix is committed to creating innovative supplements of the highest quality that provide focus for a productive morning, energy to thrive all day, performance supplements to reach new goals, unique sleep and recovery formulas to support any sport, and healthy supplements to support an active lifestyle for years to come.
That's their mission statement.
Bum, bum, bum.
So what did you buy? You bought the collagen, right?
I bought the... is it called the Resilience Collagen Protein? So that is a not a milk-based protein. It comes from, I believe, actually the hide of cows.
That's, well, you can get collagen in a lot of things. Collagen's yes. really good for your
but
skin.
I think, yeah, it's...
And hair, actually. That's hair called, growth.
Yes, it's called Resilience, and it's collagen protein.
It'll help with that gray hair hitter.
I might.
Get a few more of them.
Yeah, so... Let's see here. It is healthy. No, I don't need to read that here.
Well, why don't you find your damn code?
I know what it is. I just want to read off a little bit about this.
All right.
Collagen blend utilizes 3 grams of L-leucine, which acts like a shuttle for other amino acids. This means the amino acids are able to get to where they need to be quickly and effectively. This, in turn, allows your body to make a quicker recovery so you can keep working. Yada, yada, yada.
Butt shuttle. You're doing that funnel, huh?
Butt show?
You're doing that funnel, huh? That butt shuttle.
So anyways, you guys can all go check out the website. It's Phoenix Fit, but it's fnxfit.com.
www.
You put that in the beginning.
https://www.fnxfit.com.
Boy. And then, what you do is, you go on the site, once you type that hitter in, okay, you go on the site.
You order $1,000 worth of product.
You go find your $1,000 worth of products.
Or $2,000.
Or $10,000.
Whatever you want.
You know, stocking up, because they got Corona times.
They got t-shirts, they got
shorts.
Protein mixing bottles.
They got ball caps.
They got gym bags.
They even got...
And that's
other
not
things.
That's not a dude named Jim's
bags
newt sack. That's a bag for your gym attire,
or for carrying anything that fits in the bag.
An overnight bag.
Yeah. So you pick up whatever you want. Okay, maybe it's not $1,000. Maybe it's $500, $100.
I know.
$50, whatever. And you go into the checkout. And you pull down the little promo code bar, and here's what you type in. Flatlands 15. Can you spell that out for them?
F-L-A-T-L-A-N-D-S.
15.
15. For how much off?
15%, huh?
15%, boy. 15.
Not 50, but 15.
The government sends you money? Think about it. That's just like... You saving money.
Here it is.
Just think of it this way. We're giving you 15% of your order back.
That means you could order 15% more product next time.
Get that hitter. www.fnxfit.com.
Promo code
Flatlands 15
for 15% off. What's next?
See you soon, boy.
Also, this episode is brought to you by Stonebridge Auto.
Now, if you don't know Stonebridge Auto, that's a couple of real genuine boys over there.
Real upstanding citizens.
Actually, my rig's going there on Wednesday.
How about that?
Get that wheel alignment. Try to get my wheels aligned. Make sure they're
about a time.
In a straight line.
So,
excuse me, I'm just too worked up about going to Stonebridge.
So, if you want your service done, they got a full service shop with experienced mechanics, all the repairs, they're diesel specialists, you know, the power strokes.
Oh, you want that diesel, huh?
You got that diesel?
That fossil fuel?
Huh?
You want to burn some dinosaurs?
You want that?
Got a problem with your DEF system?
Bring it in, son.
Pointing it up. Bring it to Stonebridge. Talk to my boy Josh.
You looking for
that? Talk
to my
boy Tyler.
Yeah. You looking for work on those power chokes? Huh? You looking for work on that D-Max?
Oh, that Cummins?
Six in a row. Already. A toe. Or now, you need a safety done. Huh? Oh,
what about this? I'm looking for a new vehicle right now.
Oh,
where do I go?
Stonebridge Auto.
They do it all, boy.
They got one of the, if not the best selections of used vehicles.
I drove by there. I actually drove by there today. They got a nice Cummins sitting pretty.
I seen that.
Sitting pretty.
So, along with all these other things, they have an affordable shop rate of $84.95.
Gang, we all love affordable.
And they do any job, vehicle scanning, diagnostics, suspension repair,
tuning,
wheel alignments, exhaust work, engine and tranny, differentials, brakes, chassis.
You need a tranny inspected? They do that.
Leave the person at home. And electronics.
We're going off the rails here. We lost it.
StonebridgeAuto.com. StonebridgeAuto.com.
Check it out. For
service, call 204-371-6737. And for the sales, call 204-371-7127. Find them on the Facebook, find them on the Instagrams, find them on the World Wide Web. I'm talking about Stonebridge Auto. Tell them I sent you. So about that Jeff Martin Bohunts.
Yeah, what was that
air, huh?
What was that hit?
So, he was wondering, what's the biggest mistake in our hunting careers? So, also, like we've said in the past, you guys want to hear something on the podcast, hit us up. You can send us voice messages on the anchor.fm/flatlandsfieldandfowl. You can slide in the DMs.
On Instagrams, which is what for you?
Instagram.com/flatlandsfieldandfowl or Bushmaster25 on the Instagrams.
All right. Okay.
And yourself, son.
You can find me at tfreeze31 on the Instagrams, or if you're really going to go searching, Tallic Pursuit, but I'm hardly on there.
Tallic Pursuit 18.
18, yeah. So, yeah, what was Jeff Martin's question?
It was, what is the biggest mistake from your hunting career? I can definitely think of one off the top of my head.
Okay, let's hear yours.
I don't know if it's the biggest mistake.
Well, let's just list some of our mistakes we've made.
So,
we ain't perfect.
I'll lead off with this one. This is the one that sticks out in my mind. Oh!
Was that a crack I heard?
That's Bud Heavy. Okay, so the one mistake that definitely sticks out in my mind for myself is 2015 or 16. I can't remember now. Anyways, deer season, muzzleloader season. I had gotten my muzzleloader that year, and I had been hunting a certain cervid that y'all know about named Gearhard. I had been hunting him hard. I've been after him for a grip.
A grip.
A real grip, huh?
A hot minute.
Yeah. And one fateful day, he came to play. That rhymed. Intentionally.
You're a poet, and you didn't even know it.
No, I knew it.
Oh. That was Captain Holt off Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
What does he say?
Because he goes...
No. What's his like tagline? Like, what if he's excited?
I'm so excited right now.
Peralta got him to say, and he starts to say, it's like an exclamation. I can't remember.
Yeah,
this is really exciting. So, anyways,
hot damn.
No.
I know. Meet more. See, I love that show. Anyways, it's such a good show.
So, one fateful day, I had been out hunting with my muzzleloader, and I was very I was very new to the game. I was green at the muzzleloader game. So the one day I had been out and I had discharged my muzzleloader and I have an inline so I can take my pellet, my powder pellets out as well as my sabot, and I can reuse them another day. So that's what I did. And it had been somewhat moist that day.
Like our prime minister would say, moistly.
Speaking moistly.
Oh, what a delinquent. Moistly? Yeah. I like that he caught it right away, though. He's like, oh, that's a terrible image. Because it is.
Yeah. Anyways, so the next time I went out, the next day or something, guess what? I reused that exact powder. Thinking all would be good. I was none the wiser. I know much better now. Anyways, I reloaded my muzzleloader. I was sitting in my tree stand. And lo and behold, guess who walks out at about 50 yards? Perfect broadside shot. He walks out of the bush. He walks about 20 yards off the bush line. The perfect, like, the good Lord sent him there for me to look at. He walks out.
And potentially.
Harvest.
Put down.
He stops. I raise my muzzleloader. I pull back the hammer. I put my sights on him. Right in the Boilermaker. Right in the boiler room.
That ticker.
I pull the trigger. It goes thump. Like, literally, thump out of my left eye. So, the sabots that you use in a muzzleloader are necked up with a little vinyl sleeve to make them fit the 50 caliber. Out of my left eye, I can see a red Hornady SST sabot slide out of my barrel and go down towards the ground. I can watch it in real time. I can picture it in my mind right now. I thought, what?
Huh?
What's going on?
That's not a usual sound.
So the loudest part of that little transaction was my percussion cap. Not my percussion cap, but my primer going off. And so Gearhard's standing on the field. He kind of looks at me. I'm like,
almost laughing.
I'm panic stricken. Yeah, he's almost laughing. Like, I am like freaking out. So I saw the bullet go out or the sabot go out. I don't know what went wrong. I have my little Hornady speed loader with me. So I quickly put down two more pellets and a new sabot. I pull up my ramrod. I screw it together again. I ram my next bullet down. And it doesn't go all the way down. There's something still in the barrel. And in the moment, like, you know, time is money here, right? In the moment, I'm like, oh, man. What's going on? You know, I had a new primer in already. I was ready to go. Like, what is... I can't get this all the way down. What the heck? It's clean. Like, I only shot once. Like, I should be able to load at least twice more. Gearhard turns his head, looks at me. By this time, I've been messing around with my hands. My arms have been waving, trying to load this thing.
You've been flailing.
Like, this is like 20 seconds. Like, plenty of time to be loaded.
Which feels like the longest.
Probably even 30, 40, 50 seconds. I don't even know. Like, I had enough time to be reloaded, ramrod placed back where it needs to go, and take another shot. Gearhard looks at me. Looks back, looks at me, turns around, and just kind of
saunters
back into the bush. And I was too scared to pull the trigger again because I didn't know what was in my barrel. So turns out only one of the pellets had ignited.
So you were fixed on rolling hot.
So I run two pellets at a time, and three pellets would have been just fine. I could have shot Gearhard that day. Had I known what was in the barrel, I would have done it.
But you took the responsible, safe decision.
Yeah.
The option you had.
Yeah. So the lesson there is
risk it for the biscuit.
Sure. The lesson is don't use the same powder 2 days in a row. If you're going to use the same powder, like save it for target shooting or something, but take fresh powder every time you go out. Every time you unload your muzzleloader, take fresh powder. New pellets. Do that. Please. Please do that. Please, I beg you.
Okay.
Don't be like me 5 or 6 years ago. I think 5.
On the buck of your dreams.
The buck of my dreams that I named after my grandfather who owned that piece of land.
Gah. History.
Gah.
Golly. Man, that's a gut-wrenching tale.
Ugh,
it still bothers told, me. That'll be told around fires for generations to come. One day when you procreate.
Yeah.
You'll tell your kids this story. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to go to a bonfire party.
They're going to be like, what's a muzzleloader?
I would hope your children do not ask what a muzzleloader is.
No,
if your children have to ask what a muzzleloader is, we have bigger fish to fry here.
I just mean like if technology advances and muzzleloaders are phased out for some weird reason, which will not happen because, I mean, hey, you can still
hashtag reliability.
You can still buy a Kentucky rifle, so I think they're in it for the long haul.
4.57.
So that's the one that stands out in my mind right now.
Okay. I got a few. I mean, obviously, there's the typical didn't hunt enough or didn't hunt hard enough or whatever. I got two that really jumped to my mind. So the first one is after I took my buck, what was that, 3 years ago, 4 years ago now?
17. 12, 17.
I was so amped up. I was so jacked up.
Yeah, you were.
I shot that deer, and clear as day, I can remember him turning around a tree, and I can see the arrow sticking out of his back. Wasn't a lot of it, but there was enough of it. And I thought, okay, I got good penetration. I know that. The shot was high. I knew that right from the beginning, like right from, you know, when I saw the arrow hit. And so I walked down out of my tree stand to pick up my phone, and I thought, well, I'm going to give him some time. I'm going to get out of the tree stand. So I walked back to my camp and lit myself up a little Sagarin.
The old thinking stick.
The old thinking stick. Because I knew I needed to take a minute. So I ended up eating breakfast while I was there. I just made some oatmeal because I didn't eat breakfast that morning. Which one thing
you're doing a little intermittent fast.
Yeah. Well, normally when I'm hunting, I do try and eat breakfast because I expend a lot of energy in the morning.
Yeah.
While I'm walking.
And you can focus on calories a little bit less throughout the day, but
exactly.
Chances are you'll probably try to snack anyways because get bored.
The boys are always snacky.
Yeah. Peanut butter much.
Yeah. So after I'd shot him, before I went down to get my phone, I'd seen a couple deer run directly to my south. So my stand was facing west. And me not being the smart person that I try to be, I assumed that one of those deer, because I did see antler, was this buck.
The goo buck.
The spray goo buck. And so I got back and thought, well, you know, it's been about 45 to an hour. I should probably start looking for him. So I went from the last known sight
of him. Which is a fair assessment.
Yeah, I figured even on a, like, with the shot being high, I figured I maybe nicked the top of his first lung. And I figured, you know, it probably stuck, you know, just below the spine. Gave him enough time to bleed out. I figured an hour would be enough. So I started walking from the last known sight of him, which was one of those two deer that ran, you know, ran east of me. And I searched for 2.5 hours. I looked and looked and could not find blood. I could not find nothing. And my heart began to sink. And I called you.
Yeah, you did.
I said, Dwayne, I shot a deer. I can't find him for the life of me.
What did I say?
Keep looking. Keep looking. If you can't find him in an hour, call me and I'll come out. So I said, okay.
And I had plans. I was going to go watch Cowboy Cerrone fight.
You were.
In the afternoon. So I was like, please don't call me again. In my mind. But I didn't say that.
No.
Because I would have come out.
Totally. Totally. So,
please no. I want to watch Cowboy. I want to watch Cowboy.
I started trucking through the thickest struck imaginable. On my hands and knees looking for blood. On every deer trail, okay? Mm-hmm. Every trail that went through that bush, I was looking. And I remember sitting on a log, lighting a cigarette, going, go figure. This is how it's going to go for me. You know, the first... I've talked about on this podcast about how I was buck shy after a certain incident hunting with my old man.
Yep.
Figure this is the first buck I had a chance at. This is what's going to happen, right? This is just my luck. So I'm sitting on this log, and I have this bright idea. Climb back in your tree stand and just visualize it in your head, just like you do in hockey, right? You visualize what's going to happen. So I climb up in my tree stand, and I pull my bow back. I knock an arrow, pull my bow back, and I'm replaying everything that happened in my mind.
He was right there.
He was right there when he took the shot, and... For the life of me, way. I don't remember why, but I took a mental picture, and I remember saying it to myself, he was right in front of that tree when I shot him. Like, I took a mental snapshot, I had the wherewithal to say, this is where he was when I shot him. So I climbed back up, figured, well, you know what, I'm going to go right to the point of impact. So I walked down, which was like...
Had you not gone to the point of impact previously?
No.
Oh.
So this is my biggest mistake.
Okay.
Because I had... You know, I just assumed that the two deer that were running east, one of them I saw antler, that must have been him. So my assumption was, instead of tracking him all the way around, I'm just going to cut the trail, right? Take the easy way.
Jocko would not be pleased.
Jocko would not be happy with me. So I went back to the point of impact and found blood. Okay, perfect. I know he's hit, which I knew that from the beginning. And tracked him. And started tracking him. And, you know, I have preached these rage broadheads before. It was like walking down a red carpet. Up until the moment I found him, where the blood trail stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And same situation, my heart sank. It's like,
you're so dramatic.
No, maybe a bit, but... It's also, for me, it was one of those times where, like, every emotion is coursing through your body, right? Like, especially, you know, you have so much elation after that shot. And, you know, I was already panicked because I took that video that's on my Instagram page seconds after.
Yeah.
Actually, if you listen close enough, you can still hear the bush crashing. Seconds after.
Yeah.
And I was panicked. I know I hit him high. He was a lot closer than I thought he was. I figured he was about 10 yards. Turns out he was about 6. Yeah. Typical Rice Rockets cruising down Main Street. Welcome to Steinbach. So I'm sitting on this log after the blood trail stops. And... Again, no reason why. I look to my right, and he is not more than 8 feet away from me. I should have been able to smell him. And there he was, all scrunched up in a ball. Dead as a doornail. So, upon pulling him apart, I had realized that I had indeed, as I first suspected, nicked the top of the lung on the first, the first lung, the close lung.
Yeah.
However, where I thought my arrow would have got stuck in his spine or hit a vertebrae, it didn't. It cleared the spine and sailed directly into the second lung.
Perfektenschlag.
And, I mean, it ended up being, I think I measured it back the next year, and it ended up being about 60 yards from my stand. So he had expired.
Yeah.
He was probably expired very close to the time that I walked by that area to go back to my camp. Because I walked right by, like, I was 30 yards from where he was to where I walked to go back to my camp to have breakfast.
Except that was, what, 2-3 weeks into October? But it was still thick.
It was still pretty thick, yeah. That was a hard drag.
Yeah.
And it's all pretty rutted up there. But that was one of my biggest mistakes. The other biggest mistake that I can think of right away was not taking Cy last year.
Yeah.
When I had him at 22 yards. I mean, I think I was responsible in it. He didn't give me a great shot. It was quartering two. So I wasn't terribly comfortable. Again, trusting your equipment.
Yeah.
That was a big part of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as much as that was, I feel like it was a mistake, it was also really cool just to see deer do deer things and see how he walked up to me and was responding to a call and then like realized that I wasn't a doe and he stanced his front leg out.
You know, it's funny how that works, that deer do deer things. Eh?
Yeah, it's wild. And like the hair on the back of his neck stood up and he got real postured. Like he was just like, oh.
Cock stiff.
Yeah, I'm tougher than you. I was like, well, we'll see what this broadhead has to say about that. And didn't end up pulling the trigger.
You don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
That's what I says. I'm fixing on getting on a good gunfight here.
I reckon.
But yeah, so that was my other probably big mistake. Okay.
Well, what else do you have to say?
I think that's about it.
Let's wrap this up. Shower thoughts?
Yeah, shower thoughts. Good to be back into beer weather.
Yeah.
Looking forward to more of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Spring is near. I'm getting my baits. Well, I'll do my shower thought first.
Yeah, maybe. Do it.
I am in the process of getting my baits all set up for personal use this year, and we're going to have you out there this year sometime.
Hell yeah, bro.
I moved it to a different location. It's a much more dense area. There's a water source
very
close by.
Don't be talking about your guests like that. Calling me dense out here.
It's true, though.
You're not wrong.
And it's time to hit the beavers hard. Get that bear bait out there.
Hold the phone, Daddy. We're hitting beavers hard now.
Yeah, those them aquatic rodents.
All right, we're that rodentia.
We're keeping it PG, huh?
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And stay tuned for some a bear season action, and stay safe in this COVID times. Because that corvid might get
you. Do you say corvid for a reason?
Well, I thought it was hilarious when Theo says corvid.
Oh, okay. No, I was just curious.
I think it might be a cool name for something.
Corvid? Yeah. Maybe that's like a name for a child. You could yell that.
Because like, I know.
Corvid! Yeah, you can yell it.
Corvid! Yeah.
And we just came full circle.
Yeah. I know a guy named Corbin.
Yeah, I feel like that's a real urban gentleman name.
He's a white guy that likes standard. To hunt fish.
Oh, well, we should have him on.
Probably should.
A white guy named Corbin? That's an anomaly.
I'd say.
Hell yeah, bro. Shower thought for me. Don't use the N-word.
Yeah.
Unless you do, you know? No.
Unless you do it first, huh?
Don't use the N-word.
Unless you got them urban gentleman brothers.
And they better be toit, brothers. They
better be toit.
Yeah, looking forward to getting back out there.
Cool, man.
Let's do it.
That's it. That's all. Finish your ribbons. Check out your podcast.
The Deep Freeze.
The Deep Freeze. It's not the Deep Sneeze.
No, as much as I catch heat for that now. You started a trend.
Hashtag trending?
Hashtag trending.
Of course I started
it. Yeah. You're a real trendsetter. Yeah, you can check out the Deep Freeze. You can find me on Instagram at tfreeze31. What about you?
Bushmaster25, Flatlands Field and Foul.
Let's hear. We want to hear what you got for us. We want to hear your worst hunting stories.
Tell us.
And we'll recite it. We'll leave your name out of it.
Yeah. Or will we?
Anonymity.
I'm talking to you, Jeff Martin Bohunts.
Ooh.
And all you other listeners.
Delinquent folks that are tuning into this digital radio program.
Which is, fun fact, now available on Stitcher because I realized that it was not on Stitcher. And I did that today.
Gang shit, bro.
So.
You can find us on Stitcher now.
Cool.
Listen to these mugs banner.
I think we're on all the platforms now. Or
gang.
The ones that matter.
Get in there.
Hey, finish your ribbons, kids.